Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour.
I'm your holly jolly host, Jake.
Oh, you kind of took mine. I am your oh so jolly guy, Josh. This is a Christmas special,
welcome
in case you couldn't tell.
Welcome to our Christmas Bobo episode. Our Candle Nights episode. It's all encompassing. We got a couple special things planned. It's not going to be a main feature today. We do have a couple spotlight Pokemon. A couple. Deal with it.
Yeah, Lavender Town is bumped back a bit.
Yeah.
Because of some stuff that happened.
Holidays in real life got in the way, so there's that.
So now we're going to do some Pokemon news.
All right.
There is a little bit of Pokemon Go news, but let's hold off on that.
Okay.
Because you started to say something, so unrewind that.
All right.
And then let's talk about that.
I'm not going to hit play because I don't remember what exactly I said, and I'm not talented enough to make that work. But we launched our Patreon last week, or earlier this week, rather.
Earlier this week.
And we already are at $82?
As of this recording.
As of this recording?
Who knows when you're hearing this?
Yeah. Which is insane.
That means a lot of things.
Yep.
First of all, we're not doing anime as part of the town episodes anymore.
Well, we will.
We'll still do that? Okay.
I figured out
how I thought
how
we were breaking them off completely separately.
It's going to be like a 2-minute thing. I figured out how I'm going to make it work, and then the anime we're going to do completely separately.
Yes. Because that was one of our first goals, which was only $30, which in retrospect, maybe we should have bumped these up a little bit.
We should have pushed them a little bit.
I just didn't expect you guys to drop so much money so fast.
I know, and I'm very excited, and I'm overjoyed by it.
So you are getting standalone anime episodes coming soon. That'll start sometime in January. There is a website coming now that's going to be a Hey Jake and Josh all-encompassing hub of everything that we do. That'll be coming up probably at the end of January, maybe early February, but I have to make it. So,
yeah.
So that's going to be a little while.
I'm going to offer some advice, but no help, because I don't want to ruin everything.
And I think that's everything that happens on this podcast in general.
If you are one of our lovely, illustrious patrons, and it's you're more towards the Pokemon World Tour side, message us on Patreon, if we haven't messaged you already.
Yeah, you should have a message from me. I'm just trying to figure out how Patreon works.
We're still feeling it out.
We launched it on Sunday. Like, I made it on Sunday.
Yeah.
You sent me all the descriptions and stuff. I put it up on Sunday. We talked about it on Monday.
Yeah.
And immediately got $25 right away.
Yeah, which is insane.
From one guy who I don't think we've communicated with. And if we have, I'm so sorry.
Matt, he just started.
Okay.
He just started following us today or within the last 2 days on Twitter. He seems great.
Yeah.
He seems like a great guy. I saw that he also joined us to do War Rock and Ajax, so at least I know he's coming from a good place. So I appreciate that a lot. So if you guys are here for that, so for like the gym stuff, the any other stuff? I already forgot what we have.
Yeah, so if you donated, we'll use Matt as an example because he donated at the highest possible rewards tier. So he gets a gym made about him if he wants.
Yep.
I will breed him a Pokemon.
Yep.
So if he's like, hey, man, I really want an Igglybuff with these moves and the IVs allocated this way, then I'm going to make that for him.
I do not envy you.
Sorry, I like that stuff. That's why I put it on. I just do that anyway. So.
Right. Now you have a purpose.
He also gets one of each of our favorite Pokemon. So he'll get a Cyndaquil, which is bred to perfection by me.
I'm not guaranteeing the quality of the Teddy Ursas. They should be I have a perfect Teddy Ursa.
Right.
I have one that is.
I can give you a perfect Ditto to breed it
I
with.
I think I already have.
Unless
one.
I already did. Okay.
I think you already did. So I'm going to. I know I already have a couple. I will look at their IVs. If they're quality, I will send them over.
Yeah, the Cyndaquils are going to be... They're 31 IVs and everything except attack. They come with egg moves, wild charge, and extra sensory. And its name will be Vesuvius. I'm going to hatch it before I send it to you because that's my Pokemon.
Right, yeah. Same with the Teddy Ursa. My Teddy Ursa's name is always Mike, so I might... We'll see. I might change them up. Maybe I'll name each of them individually. So you'll get a unique, special Teddy Ursa.
I didn't mention the $25 tier is a Patreon-exclusive t-shirt.
Patreon-exclusive t-shirt.
Which we're still trying to figure out for this one. We have one for the Morphin Grid side. We're trying to figure one out for Pokemon.
And then we might also do
So
like, give you a third option, just like a Hey Jake and Josh Patreon exclusive T-shirt.
Yeah, because now that's a podcast that we have to do.
Yeah,
because we broke that that milestone.
Because oops, we have real cool fans.
That'll also happen. Maybe in January. I'm not even sure. We didn't talk about what the schedule for that or anything would be.
Yeah. So,
all right, this is going long.
Soon.
So, you get a T-shirt. You get a custom gym. You get some stickies every 3 or so months. You get a custom bred Pokemon. You get one of our, or you get both of our favorite Pokemon.
You get access to all the bonus audio.
Any bonus stuff we put up on Patreon, which is audio, our notes.
Yeah.
All that stuff, you get access to that. And a lovely shout out, which we'll do, I guess, every proper episode at the end. We'll just shout out all the new ones.
Yeah. And then also, we didn't mention this, and I totally forgot what I was thinking 1 second ago. Oh, God, where'd it go? The thought was there, and then it left my brain.
We'll nickname a Pokemon for you.
We will nickname a Pokemon if you have one.
Tier.
If I remember that last thing that I was going to talk about, I will mention it later.
One more bit of podcast news before the Pokemon Go stuff. We are planning a Let's Make a Gym episode for soon.
Yes.
So it's not going to be a Patreon one. It's going to be us just making a rock-type gym. If you have any ideas for a rock-type gym, feel free to send them in and we'll talk about them on the air.
Yeah, I figured out what it is and I lost it again. Okay. Okay, I got it. Sorry, I don't know why I have trouble keeping on the slide. All of our podcasts, with the sole exception of the Morphin Grid, you will get early. As soon as I am done with them, I will send them to Josh, and he can put them up for the Patreon account.
Right.
But the way we edit the Morphin Grid is there is basically zero time between when it's done and when it goes up. So if it ever does occur that way, you'll get it early. But the other ones should be done farther ahead of
time. They'll go up on Patreon as soon as I get them.
Yeah,
which is usually a couple days early.
Yeah. So that's it for podcast news.
Yeah. Oh, and when we design you a gym, I also make you a badge, and
yes.
I'll send you the file.
You get a custom badge.
Maybe a sticker. I don't know.
I think that might be a good sticker.
That'd be very good
set.
If you get a sticker.
All right. So that's it for podcast news.
Well,
we got about Pokemon Go. Tell me about
Pokemon
this.
Go. There was an interview somewhere. I don't know where. I can't find the original article that I read. Well, it was with Niantic.
Okay. Mr. Pokemon.
Some dude from Niantic.
Jeffrey Pokemon.
Okay, and basically it just confirms a couple features and a couple things that we have thought have been confirmed.
Okay, cool.
So it starts out with, our goal is to make it so you can walk out of the house and within 5 minutes you can find a Pokemon.
Okay, that's
might not
cool.
be the rarest Pokemon, but there will be Pokemon everywhere.
That's awesome.
There will be gyms. There will be obviously more rare than just walking out and finding a Pokemon. But there'll be places where trainers are just going to gather, battle.
That's cool.
It'll be like a competitive atmosphere, but you can still trade and stuff there too.
Right.
So I'm ready to get some real life gym badges.
Man.
I don't know about you guys.
Fire up them laser cutters.
Pokemon are now confirmed that they will live in different parts of the world. That makes sense to the type of Pokemon that they are.
Okay.
So like water Pokemon will live near water and stuff like that.
Right. We're going to get a lot of desert. Well, it's Austin's kind of weird.
We're in a city, so I feel like we'll get a lot of like...
We'll get some city Pokemon, also
pit ofs.
Yeah, some desert Pokemon.
Hope I can get a Sandile.
I just need that.
Because I just don't think Cyndaquil's in the cards. He might be. He's a fire type, so he might be down here.
Maybe. Have they confirmed anything past the first generation?
No.
Because
there's been no talk of what actual Pokemon are in it.
Okay. I kind of like that. Like, keep it rare. Keep it kind of a secret until it comes out.
Right. Very rare Pokemon may exist in very few places, but you can trade. If you live in a place with lots of water Pokemon and you come to an event, they have these ingress events that are getting bigger and bigger, and they imagine Pokemon will probably be even bigger than that.
If I had to guess.
The Pokemon events are going to be more competitive, like I said, but they can also be places to trade and just like hang out with other people who love Pokemon, which
could be pretty cool.
Yeah. He even says at one point that there will be people who do this. Unless you take like a year off of your life and travel the world to catch Pokemon, you won't really be able to catch them all yourself.
Man, this is YouTuber. I think his YouTube handle is Fun for Louie, Louis. He doesn't live anywhere. He just travels
really
all the time. And his videos are like really well shot, really well edited, and they're like travel logs of like all the places. That's a dude I would love to give my Pokemon Go account to.
Right.
And
it doesn't confirm like if trading is only local, part of me kind of hopes it is, but the other part of me is like, but man, what if I really just need a spiel right now?
Right, yeah, like my little brother's up in New Hampshire. What if I'm like, dude, I know you got whatever a baby Obama Snow is.
Snover.
I know you got one of them, and I got so many desert Pokemon. Right, I got sand shoes coming out my ears.
I got scraggies for days over here.
I just need one Snover. Just one, real quick. Or, you know, anything. And that, like the Vivillon? How do we say that? Have we figured it out yet?
Vivillon.
Like, if those are out in the wild?
Those should be everywhere. It's the butterfly you're talking about, right? Those should be everywhere because they have wing patterns that are already,
like,
separated by real-world locations.
Yeah, so that would be cool to be like, oh, like in Pokemon Go, like, that transfers over, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing. That would be pretty sweet.
I wonder if there's starters and stuff. That has not been confirmed. So I don't know how...
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know how it starts. We don't know what happens when you first open the app.
Right. I just want a little Totodile. Or, like, if you can pick anyone, I might have to go with Totodile still.
No, if I can pick anyone, I'm picking Cyndaquil.
I know you're picking Cyndaquil. Like, Teddy Ursa is my favorite, but, like, my starter is Totodile. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah. I imagine, just purely guessing, you'll be like, here's all the starters you can pick from. And it'll be all the starters.
Yeah.
Maybe Pikachu, too.
Right.
But we don't know how the generations are separated out either.
Yeah. So that's still to be seen. Yeah. That's cool, though, that like, it will be region exclusive and, like, the Pokemon. So, like, you... That means
it'll be populous enough that you don't have to go far to find something.
Yeah. And I like that, like, it makes sense with Pokemon. Because that could mean that, like, oh, you're by a river. There's some water Pokemon. Like, oh, you're
right, yeah.
You know,
because there's definitely lakes and rivers in town.
Yeah. So, like, just because we're in Austin, Texas, which is, like, you know, kind of a desert. Texas is still thought of as the
right.
Wild West, you know. There's still, you know, greenery and stuff like that, and there's, like, a forest nearby. There's, you know, there's that whole trail. What's it called? Greenback? No, that's money. That's dollar
bills. the greenbacks though.
Green guy. That your buddy, the green guy.
Yeah,
like that. I'm gonna remember as soon as we're done recording.
The green belt.
Green belt. That's it. Yeah, like there's a green belt. So, like, there's, like, a lot of trees and there's a river that kind of flows through it, but there's also rocks and stuff. So, like, it could. I mean, I don't know how powerful it's gonna be. You know, I don't know how, like, the engines and, like, what, you know, it's going to be able to detect or not.
All I know is it's going to munch your battery and your data.
Oh, it's going to eat it to death.
So
if anybody wants to make a fortune, start installing Wi-Fi towers that, like, you download a $5 app and you get access to these Wi-Fi towers.
Right.
And just, like, have them everywhere in every city. You'll make billions. Plural billions. Patent pending, so I have to be in on it.
Some of those billions are Jake's.
They're coming this way. Anyway, is that it for Pokemon news?
Yeah, that's it for news. I'm not really covering any of the merchandise and stuff anymore. It's only going to be big news from here on out.
Right. Unless there's some real cool merchandise.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Mystery Dungeon thing that you tweeted about?
Oh, the Wonder Mail passwords.
Yeah.
First set of American Wonder Mail passwords have been released. So you can unlock a dungeon that way.
Okay.
Which I am not currently far enough in the game to go to.
Okay.
But it will unlock when I get there. And you can get some items. It's like 20 max elixirs, 20 reviver seeds. No, sorry, 5 reviver seeds and 20 slumber wands, I think.
Those all sound like real things in a game.
Yep.
I don't know.
So the 20 max elixirs are super helpful. And the reviver seeds, it's only 5 of them, but also super helpful.
Still, yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah, if you're playing Mystery Dungeon, get those. There's a link on the Twitter.
Yep.
You can find it. You're a smart guy. Yeah. Or girl.
You're a smart person. What do you want to do next?
Let's mix it up. Let's do nicknames next.
All right. All right, Josh. Last time we accidentally figured out the way we do nicknames from now on is we do... You do 2 from Twitter, and then I find a Reddit thread, and we pick some randos.
What we have from Twitter.
We
fill in the blanks with just randos on the internet. All right. So this first nickname comes from new follower on Twitter, Jimmy.
I'm saying Jimmy. If that is not how you say your name, tell us, and we will correct ourselves later.
His Twitter handle is at JYMMINEO, so go check him out. Seems like a pretty cool guy. Follows us, so I mean,
yeah,
how bad can it be, right? His nickname is for a Volbeat, and its name is, I'll spell it, and then I'll say it.
Okay.
BYDRE.
Okay.
Pronounced by Dre.
Okay. Volbeats by Dre.
You know. Like Beats by Dre.
Okay. I like that. I like that it's not just by Dre. Like,
Yeah, it's a name. He made it a name.
Yeah, he made it a name. I'm going to give it... I'm going to go with a Great Ball.
I'm going to go with a Great Ball, only because I feel like I'm a little too easy to get an Ultra Ball out of.
That's also what I feel.
So, no more Mr. Nice Guy now, guys.
No, now we're making this Patreon money. We don't have to be nice anymore. That's the opposite of true. I know we have another one. I know we have at least one more.
We have one more from Twitter.
All right, hit me.
It's from Twitter user Shuckles. It's at Trainer Zengar.
Yeah.
Definitely, we've talked about his Pokemon names before.
For sure.
I say his. I'm not sure. It's not like a profile picture.
No.
So, I mean, maybe it's hers.
Let us know what pronouns we're working with. Which kind of is a blanket term. If we're saying something wrong, let us know. We're pretty easygoing in that we will accommodate. It.
All right. His is for... I'm going to keep saying his until I'm corrected. His is for a Blaziken named Cogburn.
Okay,
now, this is the second time this has been submitted to us.
The first time I was like, I don't get it, so we're not going to do that one. Then he tweeted again with a little more context.
Yes, that more context is, if you missed the reference, then you may need to brush up on your cowboy culture, which I was like, you're right, I probably should, because I don't know anything about cowboy culture.
When he said that, I was like, oh, like Rooster Cogburn.
I Googled it, and I was like, oh, Rooster Cogburn, yeah. There it is.
Which I am going to give an Ultra Ball.
I'm also going to give this one an Ultra Ball, because Blaziken is a rooster.
He's a rooster, yeah.
And he's a fire type, so like Cogburn.
Right.
Makes real good sense.
Yeah, it works on a lot of levels. So this is kind of, you know, the proof in the pudding, that if you have a very clever nickname... Please give us a little more context.
You don't need to give us context, but don't be offended if all you get is a Pokeball and you have to amend it later.
Yeah, because not the brightest guys. Sometimes
I will try Googling them more often. If it's just a name, I'll be like, I wonder if that means anything.
Okay.
Instead of just trying to wing it on the air. All right, that's all the user-submitted ones I think we have.
It's all that I saw.
Yeah, that's all that's on here. So hit me with some. What do you got? All
right, picking a rando, and this is from Reddit user Deleted. I named my shiny Metagross, not the event one. I got this one legit, cries. I assume that's the emoticon, the emotions he's expressing. His Metagross is named MacBook Pro.
A shiny Metagross is silver with a gold X on its face.
Okay.
Just to give you the context of it looks like. This one's goofy and I like it.
I'm gonna go with Metagross is like that big like forearm,
big
like,
four-legged
dude. Okay,
lump of steel.
Yeah,
I'm gonna with psychic powers.
Sure. I'm gonna go with Great Ball.
Because
it's not super flat.
Yeah, I got a chuckle. I'll go with Great Ball. I got a good chuckle out of it.
All right, I want a real bad one because we don't know these people. Oh god, nope, that was too detailed. Stopped on another random one. This is by Reddit user the_sardonic_siren, and it was a Manectric named Marie
the Manectric.
Yep. It's in reply, and I think it's named after a physicist. I'm guessing Marie Curie. She did radiation stuff. She didn't do a lot of electricity as far as I know.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a Premier Ball.
I'm going to go with the Premier Ball because at least it's not Manny. It's not Manny the Manectric.
Yeah. And finally, this one is... Okay, it's Chemical X the Weezing.
Like Powerpuff Girls.
Like Powerpuff Girls, I think. It has an X on it, right? Weezing does?
It has a skull and crossbones
on it. Skull and
crossbones.
Right.
So technically, yeah, it has an X on it. And X was kind of just like one of those bubble beakers that he broke with a... With a mixing stick?
Yeah. He smashed it with a broom handle or something. I'm going to go also with Premier Ball, I think.
Yeah,
I don't love it.
Because here's the thing. Chemical X is like a liquid, Coughing and wheezing symbolize air pollution.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the Premier Ball and retroactively give the Master Ball to Cogburn.
Yes.
Because I don't want to just not give one when there's a real good name on the list.
Yeah, same. All right, and that's our name rating segment. Interruptions, but I'm sure I edited it together just fine.
Probably sounds great. You're a pretty good editor.
Let's go to our main feature, where we're going to talk about some Pokemon.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Delibird! I don't know if that's how you say it. Well,
Delibird.
That's a trivia later.
Okay.
or Origin. I don't know, one of those. Those are basically the same. So Delibird is National Pokedex number 225.
Okay.
It is the delivery Pokemon.
What?
Can you even imagine? As somebody saw that, was, oh, that's the delivery Pokemon. That Pokemon makes deliveries.
I mean, does it? Does it go to places with its presence, or just like, hey, here's a present?
More of the second one. It's an ice flying type.
Okay.
It's about 2 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 35.3 pounds.
Okay, very specific measurements. Every single one of them weighs that
much.
Did
I talk about this? Did they just like write down a bunch of different weights that they think it might be and then average them together, and that's why some of them are so weird?
I think they might have just literally gone like 35.3. Like,
that looks like 35.3 pounds. Yeah.
I wish that was like an average, and that like when you caught a Pokemon, There would be little variances in it, you know?
There are hidden variances, because there are some people in the overworld who will be like, hey, if you can bring me a real big Magikarp, I'll reward you. And then they will measure, like, Magikarp that you bring to them.
That's weird.
So I think it is an average.
So there's, like, there's more hidden stats in Pokemon.
And I don't know how any of that gets determined. Anyway, Delibird's abilities are Vital Spirit.
Okay.
Which means it cannot be put to sleep. If it tries to use rest, it will fail. And outside of battle, the rate of encountering a higher leveled Pokemon increases by 50%.
Oh, okay. Like higher than it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It also gets access to Hustle, which will raise the user's attack stat by 50%, but lowers its accuracy by 20%. And that only affects physical moves. It's not affects special or status.
Okay.
Moves, not type, because it's not
right. So every day
type is a different thing in Pokemon, so you can't.
Yeah. So every day you're hustling, sometimes you miss.
That's right.
You're hustling too fast.
But I mean, if you hit them, if you physically hit them, you were hustling so good, you really clobber them.
You just massacre them.
And there is no out of battle effect on that. Its hidden ability is probably the most useless hidden ability of any Pokemon.
Okay. This
that
is
exists.
The one that you have to like work to find.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's Insomnia, which is exactly the same as Vital Spirit, except there's no out-of-battle effect.
That's dumb.
I mean, don't put in the legwork for a hidden ability Delibird. It's not worth it.
Someone's going to make you do that.
The fact that there are two abilities that are the same.
That's a weird thing. It seems like there was a memo that went out, like, hey, someone changed the hidden ability because we figured out a better primary ability.
Right.
And no one did. The
no
game
one got
shipped.
It. The game went out and they're like, oh, it's supposed to get this other one. I can't think of a good one. I can't think of any abilities right now.
chilly feet.
Supposed to get
cold toes.
Snow warning, which makes it hail when you come out.
Okay.
That's fine.
Sure, sure.
Comes out, make it snow.
make it snow.
This Pokedex is kind of cute. Delibird is a weird Pokemon.
Every Delibird, I've had some Delibirds in the past, and I was like, oh, let me try using this, because it's got a goofy gimmick, and I like trying those out. And you just throw presents at Pokemon.
Yep.
You just huck presents at Pokemon. Where he's getting these presents, no one knows.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
It carries a constant supply of food in its tail, like a sack, like a Santa sack.
Okay.
Because that's its tail. It's not a bag. It's its tail that it, like, wraps up and pulls over its shoulder.
Okay.
And it keeps food in there.
That's weird, but neat.
There have been reports of it saving travelers lost in mountains and caves with the food that it stores. If it comes under attack, it will throw food at its opponent to try to get it to go away.
Like,
as a defense, like, oh, no. Eat this, and then I will run.
Like in Pokemon Snap, where you're like, let me throw this apple at you, trick you out here.
Yeah.
You know, or like, get away from here.
But instead,
here.
It's like, yeah, eat this apple. I'm gonna leave now.
I'll be out of here.
It makes its nest at the edge of sharp cliffs, hauling food back and forth to its young all day long. There was once a famous explorer. Things get weird now.
Okay.
Okay. Who was able to reach the peak of, all caps, I wrote this, actual Mount Everest. Thanks to the support of a Delibird sharing its food. That is specifically from the Ruby and Sapphire Pokedex. So that is Gen 3 still takes place in the same world that we live in, but not.
Because that's another region of Japan, right?
Yes.
Because Sinnoh is China.
I'm not sure.
I'm basing that exclusively on prefixes that I know of. I know that, like, Sinnoh is related to Chinese.
Sure.
Like the area or the something.
Yeah, Hoenn is definitely still in Japan. Somebody climbed actual Mount Everest because the deli bird was giving it apple cores or whatever.
Like whipping apples and like little balls of oxygen at it. Because that's the real killer on Everest.
Yeah, it's not the lack of oxygen or the piercing cold. It's that you don't have enough apple
cores.
You need
some apples, buddy. Is that all it throws? Is that its major gross national product?
I don't know. Apples are just like, they're the food in Mystery Dungeon. It's the food that you eat is apples.
Oh, okay. I imagine they're jelly donuts. My favorite.
Favorite. I love jelly donuts. Don't worry that these don't look like any kind of jelly donut that you've ever had. These are jelly donuts. And that's it for Pokedex stuff on Delibird. Let's talk about its move, though. We haven't really done this.
No.
But this is the first, like, actual signature move.
Yeah, this is its thing.
It's called Present.
Okay.
Okay, and it differs from Gen 2 and then later. So in Generation 2, it has a random chance of either dealing 40, 80, or 120 base power damage.
Okay.
Or healing 80 HP to your opponent.
That's not a good...
No.
I don't think that's a good trade-off.
I did not write down the percentage table of which will happen more often. I think healing is probably on the lower end.
I think it'll probably attach... Like most video games, it will somehow psychically attach itself to your brain and figure out what's the most inconvenient for you and do that one.
Yep. Oh, you're trying to catch this and you're really banking on that base 40? Here's a base 120. You actually murdered it. you blew it up.
Oh, with you crit.
With a rice cake.
Hey, I know you got this move that does like 2 damage every time, but like, congratulations, you crit. And you killed it. Way to go, you.
And there's a glitch with the damage formula, which I'm not going to get into because it's very techie, but it replaces some variables and does weird stuff with the damage.
Okay.
Generation 3, that glitch is fixed, and the healing part does not just heal a flat 80 anymore. It heals 1/4 of their total HP.
Oh, that's a lot. That could be a lot more than 80.
It could be a lot, or it could be a lot less.
Or it could be a lot less.
No, 80 is higher than 1/4 of everything except for, like, Blissey.
Yeah, Blissey's a monster as far as HP goes.
Yeah. Blissey gets like 700 something.
Its base is like 700. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But its defense is like 5. So you just got to hit it with physical attacks, like real strong physical attacks. You can take it down. This isn't about Blissey, though.
Nope.
You can find Delibird in Johto, the Sevii Islands, Sinnoh, Unova, and Kalos in icy caves and snowy mountain areas.
Okay.
Here's some trivia. There's not a lot of trivia. There's a couple good ones.
Is this a Gen 3 Pokemon?
This is a Gen 2 Pokemon.
Gen 2? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Ice Cave by Mahogany Town.
Right.
Delibird only learns the move Present naturally by leveling up. It does not learn any other moves in its own brain. Everything else needs to be taught to it.
It cannot conceive of doing anything but tossing presents.
I mean, it can't. If you stick a CD on its head and you go, hey, just try breathing some of that cold air out real fast. It'll be like, oh, like an ice beam, and then it'll do that.
Okay, but by itself, it will
but left
not
to
even
its own
think
devices,
to hurt other Pokemon.
Left to its own devices, all it wants to do is chuck food.
What a noble Pokemon.
It is the only Pokemon that learns less than 4 moves by level up that can still learn TM and HM moves, which is a neat little trivia fact. And in the Pokemon Ultimate Handbook, which was published by Scholastic in 2008, they incorrectly refer to Delibird as a legendary Pokemon.
Good
this
job.
Goofy little 3-foot penguin thing. They're like, that's a legendary. That's a legendary Delibird.
It's on Mount Everest. It's a legendary Pokemon. Oh man, we're gonna get a game in the Swiss Alps, in Switzerland next time.
I want one in like Canada.
I don't want a Canada. I want like.
Let's do one in South America, and we can just find Mew there.
Yeah, yeah.
In like the South American jungles.
Yeah, there could be like cool like. Mayan
is the Amazon
influence?
In South America, or is that over?
I think it's in Africa.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
Anyway, there's a lot of jungles in South America.
I'm awful at geography.
Yeah, I don't know where the Amazon is. I think it's in Africa, but maybe it's in South America.
It might be in South America. I know the Nile. The Nile's in Africa.
So maybe the Amazon is in South America then.
Maybe.
Anyway, give us a cool jungle region.
Yeah, like. I like regions that are, like, they vary, but I would like them to be a little more, like, that's what I really liked about Kalos, is that, like, everything kind of fit.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything, like, felt more together than any other game that I'd played to that point.
Yeah, I really like Sinnoh, because it's split in half by a mountain range, which I think is really cool.
That's pretty neat. That's Gen 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff.
Pokemon's real cool, guys.
Yeah. So some origins for Delibird. Its physical appearance is possibly inspired by the Rockhopper Penguin.
For sure.
You'll know that one with the goofy eyebrows.
That is the...
I wrote possibly, I meant probably inspired by...
There was a Rockhopper Penguin in something, but all I can think of is the movie Rock-a-Doodle.
There's one in Animal Crossing. His name is Hopper.
Okay, well, that's fair.
he's a grumpy villager.
I mean, there's like the Surf's Up and, you know, and like...
Right, yeah.
But like, I just keep thinking of the movie Rock-a-Doodle, and I'm pretty sure there's no penguins in that.
No, that's about chickens.
It's about a rooster and a little boy that turns into a little girl cat.
There's Topper from Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but he's not a Rockhopper penguin.
No.
Its red and white color scheme and its gift-giving nature and tail sack are very obviously inspired by Santa Claus.
For sure.
Also, its giant eyebrows kind of come down into a beard.
Oh, okay. Because
he's got like white plumage, I guess, is what it is, but it covers like his whole face and comes down into kind of a beard shape.
That's pretty cool.
He's definitely a Santa Claus.
For sure.
Its name is obviously the words delivery and bird. It maybe should be pronounced such as delivered, where the only difference is the B and V sound.
Right.
So delivered, it just doesn't sound right to me.
I like it, but I've been saying bird deli bird for so long.
Makes me think sandwich meat.
Yeah.
So that'll probably end up being some kind of weird combination pronunciation that I end up landing on soon.
Deliver bird.
Delibird, you know, your boy Delibird.
Your boy Delibird. I do like Delibird. That's kind of funny.
So, Jake, what would you nickname a Delibird?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is Cookies and Milk.
Cookies, I would name one Kringle.
Okay, that's good, too. Chris, if you're just going regular
Chris
names.
If you're nasty. Chris,
In my snacky treats playthrough, if I catch one, it'll be Milk and Cookies.
Milk and Cookies.
Yeah.
I think my playthrough coming up...
Maybe Sugar Cookie?
I might try to do, like, music-themed names.
Okay.
Because I did do that once, and I had some good ones. There's, like, Rhapsody, The Needle King, and all the ones that I took from Ocarina of Time, like Nocturne.
Nocturne.
Nocturne. What was Nocturne?
Nocturne of Shadows.
I don't remember what I named it. It was definitely something dark, though. Probably...
The Minuet of Forest, the Bolero of Fire.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Bolero was my Typhlosion.
Right. Serenade of Water.
But yeah, there's a whole, and you can just have like treble.
Yeah.
And
bass.
Tempo and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Tempo Terrell.
Terrell Tempo.
His Twitter is Tempo Terrell, so that's why I have to use. Anyway.
That's it for Delibird.
That's it for Delibird? Josh, do you see that? Do you see that coming?
See what?
Around the corner?
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Stantler!
Boom, double whammy. We're hitting you with two. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You're welcome.
Stantler is National Pokedex number 234. Obviously, you guys know why we're also doing Stantler on Christmas.
Yeah.
Because he's a caribou. I shrugged after I said that. You can't see that.
Can't. I think that pause was like reflective of a shrugging.
He's not a caribou. We'll talk about that. He is the Big Horn Pokemon. He's a normal type. Stands at about 4'7", weighs approximately 157 even pounds. No weird decimal point.
Oh, thank God.
His abilities are Intimidate, which will lower the opponent's attack one stage when you enter the battle.
That's cool.
In the field, it reduces wild Pokemon encounters by 50% if the Pokemon's level is 5 or more lower than...
Your Stantler?
Your Stantler, who has to be leading the party.
Okay.
It also gets Frisk, which identifies the opponent's held item when entering a battle. In Generation 4 and 5 double battles, it chooses one of them at random, but in Generation 6, it just tells you both.
I've heard some slight criticism that, like, it makes things too easy sometimes.
But, like, that's fun.
That's fun. I like that.
I love being able to give you guys 531 IV Cyndaquils without having to work at it forever.
I had an Abra. This is a tangent. In Abra, in Heart Gold, and so, well, I had Soul Silver. And so in Soul Silver, I had an Abra that had 231 IVs. No, 3. I thought I was the king.
Yeah. I bred a Cyndaquil that had 2. One in special attack and one in speed. And I was like, this is the best Cyndaquil that you can get.
Mine was in, like, HP was a rando. And then it was in speed and special attack. And I was like, oh, nailed it. It took me, like, 35 minutes to get a Teddy Ursa with all 6 31s. Like,
yeah.
In Generation 6. So, like, I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
I like it being easier. I'm okay with it. I also play video games on very easy if the option presents itself.
But the same people complaining that it's too easy are the people who just go online and type in the Pokemon they want and then battle on a simulator.
Right.
So, I don't get it.
Anyway.
There's some things I just don't get. Which will increase its attack one stage when it's attacked with a grass move and totally negates the effect of the attack. So it's immune to grass type moves.
So every time and you attack it, it goes up a stage?
It goes up one attack stage, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Multi-hit moves only trigger it once, and aromatherapy does not activate it until Gen 6, where they fixed it.
Right. I like that. Because Stantler falls into the category of Pokemon that I like, that I wish were better. And so knowing that, because I didn't know that before, knowing that you could work a hidden ability out that would like make it a grass-type killer app,
right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it learns for moves, but it must learn something that can eat grass, because it's a deer. So.
Right.
All right, are you ready for the Pokedex entries?
There's
a lot of weird stuff going on Stantler's head.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Are they eyeballs?
I tried to reword this so it wasn't just straight up plagiarizing Bulbapedia, and it got a little weird with the words, I think. Hopefully it's not too weird.
Okay.
Because in middle school, they just really beat that don't plagiarize stuff into you, so now I physically cannot do it. I read something and I have to write it differently if it's a note.
Well, that's good.
The curves of its antlers subtly change the airflow around them, which creates a strange area of distorted reality within the antlers. That's probably how that works. If you just mess with the airflow, then reality gets different.
What? Right?
Staring at the antlers for too long will cause people to lose control of their senses and feel as though they are being drawn into the centers of them, which then causes them to fall down, unable to stand.
What?
The round black balls of the antlers can be ground down into powder and used as a sleep aid, and the majestic antlers themselves were once sold for high prices as works of art, which caused the Pokemon to be hunted to near extinction.
Wow, that's dark.
That's Stantler. That's what Stantler's all about.
That's real dark.
So its antlers, we don't really describe what Pokemon look like when we do this.
No, maybe we should start
that. But its antlers come out of its head and form like a kind of a U shape.
Yeah.
And then at the base of the U on each one are two black dots. So its antlers look like big, scary eyes.
I always thought those were eyes. Like an andelite. It had a second pair of eyes.
No, they're not. It's just antlers.
All right.
And the actual Pokedex entry says that like discarded or fallen antlers. So if they lose them in like a fight or if they shed them,
That actually happens.
Then you can take the black ball, grind it down to a powder, and use it as a sleep aid. But I included that with the hunting them for their horns entry because I felt like it fit there pretty good.
Yeah. I blacked out for a second. I'm a little stuck on the fact that you grind their things down into sleep powder in some weird hoodoo ritual. I don't know.
Well, it probably just has like some melatonin in it or something.
I really want to know about this reality distortion, too. That probably
it doesn't get as into that as I want it to.
Like, that's it? It's just like, oh, it makes the reality... What does that mean?
It distorts reality within its antlers.
If a Pidgey flies between its antlers, does it turn into a regular bird?
Comes out a Swellow on the other side? Like, holy crap.
Oh God, where was I? I don't know.
No, I don't know. But the antlers are why it gets Intimidate, obviously.
Yeah.
An ability.
These giant, spooky eyeballs.
It can be found in mountainous roots in Johto, Sinnoh, and Unova. And I wrote this in kayfabe for whatever reason.
Sure.
It's also rumored to appear on mysterious islands in Hoenn.
Ooh.
Which means it's on one of the Mirage Islands.
Okay. I don't know what those are exactly.
Oh, they're just like islands. There's a whole bunch of them that will randomly appear every day.
Okay.
Outside of Hoenn that you can fly to.
Okay.
On the back of Latios or Latias, whichever game.
Right.
You have. And they have different Pokemon on them that you can't find normally on the mainland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you can get different ones through Street Pass and stuff. And it's pretty neat. I only got one trivia.
Okay.
Because there's not a lot for Stantler. Stantler's kind of an overlooked Pokemon. It can be found on Route 36 in Johto, which is the route that leads to Violet City. The real world counterpart of Violet City is Nara, Japan. Where many tame deer can be found roaming freely throughout the city.
Oh, I like
that. So that's a nice little, like, look, it's the same world, but it's not.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's confusing when you factor in the fact that Mount Everest and the Columbia is also in. And South America, the whole continent, I guess.
The whole planet is technically in the world.
I guess.
Actual Mount Everest has delibirds on it.
Sure. What if you go...
Oh,
to
Jake,
Mount Everest.
I don't want to go to Mount Everest.
And there's a Delibird on the top. It's like a real good Delibird.
I hope it's just like Delibirds back in Massachusetts.
You might have to go to like Mount Monadnock or something.
Maybe. I'm excited. Oh, I can't wait for that. For its origin, its appearance seems to be based very loosely on the Sika deer, which is also known as the spotted deer or the Japanese deer.
Okay.
Its name could be from two possible things. It could be stag and antler.
That's what I thought it
or was. Or stare and antler.
Okay, both work.
I like stare because of its big, creepy eye antlers that distort everything.
It just and ruin make you, reality.
And make you fall down.
It paralyzes you. I don't like Stanler just
you can't hear, see, smell, taste, or feel anything. You just collapse in a puddle.
Or you can, but it's not the right things. Like,
right, you lose control of it. Oh, God, why do I smell chocolate pudding? Why does everything feel wet?
Oh, everything sounds wet. And I can feel purple all over me.
It tastes burning right now. I can't stand up.
All right, what would is that all? Is that all?
That's
for,
all for Stanler. All right,
what would you name one?
Comet.
That's good. I would name it venison.
After food.
After food.
Yeah, because if I'm going with food, if I'm sniping yours, I'm not gonna name Stantler jerky. No. I'd name like Tauros jerky.
Right. I would name if I'm going like other names. I'd probably Dasher because it's my favorite right here. Yeah.
I like Comet because he gives Scott Calvin the rope.
Yeah, gives him a rope. In case he falls off a roof. Cool.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for this special little Christmas episode. Hope you guys had fun. We will run down the $1 Patreon shout-outs on the next proper episode,
which
is Lavender Town, which is hopefully coming very soon.
If it's not next week, it will be the week after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need...
Yeah, it's just with the holidays and our work schedules being so weird.
Yeah, retail.
It's just hard to get the time to record and then edit it.
Yeah, so this one shouldn't be too bad, though. This will definitely be out. Is this on Christmas or Christmas
putting it up on Christmas morning.
Okay, cool. So I guess that's it, then, for this episode. If you want to get at us online, you can get in a couple places. We are PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. Just figure out how to make that part of the URL and figure it out.
You can also talk about us with the hashtag PWT Podcast.
Yes.
Which I don't think we've ever mentioned.
I don't think so.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't think anybody else is using it. Pro Wrestling Torch, maybe? I don't think so.
I don't think they have a podcast, though.
No, probably not. And you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. See how easy that was? And our theme song is The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off of the OC Remix album, the EVEP, which you can find at ev.ocremix.com. And you can find Dark Sword on Twitter at Dark Sword. That's DarkeSword. Go check him out. He's great at music.
And the other music on the podcast is from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection, available on iTunes. So go check that out. And if you want to give us your money, head over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh to donate. Get some sweet rewards over there.
I mean, that was a very intelligent way of saying it, but ultimately, you're right. That's exactly how you would do it. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff for Pokemon World Tour fans. So if you're one of the dozens of people, I haven't looked at our numbers.
Oh, I haven't looked in a while, but it was pretty good.
Substantial last time I checked.
Dozens, I think, is a fair assessment.
Yeah, so if you wanna help us out, you'll get cool stuff, and then you'll also get active if you donate at the $5 is what I recommend. If you can't give a lot. $5 is what I recommend.
Yeah, $5 will give you access to all the bonus stuff.
Do all the bonus stuff.
And you get some other cool perks like our Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we'll nickname stuff for you.
Yeah. So check it out. Just consider it. If not, also, we have an iTunes page because we're a podcast. So if you find yourself on iTunes.
Stop by. Leave us a rating review.
Yeah.
We did get another one.
Did we?
Yeah, let me read that right now. Hang on.
Okay, sure.
Okay, this is our 8th 5-star rating and our 7th review.
Oh, na-na-na-na.
From iTunes user Harlem Silo.
Okay.
We got this on December 15th.
Pretty recent.
So about a week ago.
Yeah.
Of the recording.
Yeah.
I love this podcast because Jake and Josh seem like guys that I would hang out with. They are passionate about Pokemon and seem like they're having a good time. I also like the little wrestling references that creep in. I'm starting from episode 1, so I'm a little behind, but I'm enjoying the journey. Don't worry, you'll catch up. This isn't a super fast-moving podcast.
Yeah, it's not like our...
Yet.
Yeah. thank you very much for that review.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm having a good time. if you guys haven't watched Wayne's World in a while, I suggest you maybe do so. 'Tis the season. It's not a Christmas
for
movie at
Wayne's
all.
World.
For Wayne's World. It's always a season for Wayne's World. but yeah, thank you so much. I like that we seem like people that people could hang out with.
I like that. You like the show.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to do it for us for today. Until next time, when we see you in Lavender Town, I've been your host, Jake.
And I am your guide, Josh.
And until then, Merry Christmas!